Well, joining us now, Dr. N.K. Arora. He's a key member of the National Technical Advisory Group on Immunization, somebody who's been very closely involved with the rollout of vaccines in our country from the very onset. Thanks, Dr. Arora, very much for being with us. So as usual, you know, there are so many questions, so let's go one by one. And a question being asked today is it safe for children to be vaccinated with Covaxin doses which have a life extension?
It is absolutely safe. See, initially when the vaccines were being produced, the overall shelf life issues were available only for that period when the studies were being done. Mm-hmm. Now, today, with the experience and the time since when the vaccine was produced, the shelf life has been evaluated through various animal studies. And it clearly shows that the vaccine is effective, active, potency maintained up to 12 months. So it is not life extended. And this is not the only example globally. The same has been done for mRNA vaccines in USA also. So it was because of the time constraint at the time of its initial introduction that it was given 6 months shelf life. But today, and whenever these the shelf life duration is given, it is done in a very vigorous manner by regulators, and all the baseline investigations and testings have been done.
All right.
So I would assure all my viewers that there is absolutely, it is not out of any other factor. It is based on science that shelf life is now extended to 12 months.
Right. Sir, the second question is, are doses of Covaxin, again, these which have a life extension, less effective than newly manufactured doses? So I'm asking about efficacy.
Absolutely no. There is no difference at all if the vaccine which has been manufactured, let's say, 10 months ago and a vaccine prepared, let's say, 4 weeks ago. The vaccine effectiveness, efficacy is exactly same. And so there is nothing to be concerned about, and I assure you, and these are regulatory processes, only then vaccine is allowed.
Right. Third question, sir, is India now in a third wave of COVID?
Yes, with the way during last 10 days, the dynamics of COVID infection we have seen during last 10 days or so, and the galloping increase in the number of cases which have occurred in last 4-5 days, India is clearly in the third wave of COVID, and the whole wave seems to be driven by a new variant, and today it is Omicron.
Would you say, sir, that Omicron is already the dominant strain in the country?
So I will give you some scientific information that when we look at the whatever the variants have been, genome sequencing has been done, we got our first virus right in the first week of December. So last week, nationally, overall, 12% of the variants identified were Omicron, and the week gone by, the previous week, it has increased to 28%. So it is rapidly increasing as a proportion of all the COVID infections in the country. Now, having said that, I must also say something more important, and that is that around the major metro cities, Delhi, Mumbai, Kolkata, and particularly Delhi, it is over 75% of all the isolates now, the viruses are Omicron.
So that's really important, sir. It is 75% of all COVID cases in the four metros are Omicron, or is it beyond the metros as well, sir, at this stage?
So I am saying, see, the wave has started, and we know it started from Bangalore was the first one, and then Maharashtra, Mumbai, and Delhi. And it always happens because of the massive population and also inflow of the virus from outside. The travelers came to these places. And so at the moment, the proportion of Omicron is much higher in these metro cities as compared to other places. And today, I would say, I would not exactly remember, but almost 19, 20 states have identified Omicron. But it gradually spreads. And if we remember our Delta wave, it spread along the western border of the whole country, starting from Maharashtra going up, and then moving eastwards, and then northeast and south. So that's the way things moved last time. And similarly, the virus will take time to reach up to other states and also start becoming the dominant
right. virus. So Dr. Arora, when you say that 75% of our major of cases in our major cities are major metros, the four metros are Omicron, what is this based on? Is it based on numbers, or are you projecting based on the numbers that you have?
So it is based on genomic surveillance. So during last 4 weeks, most of the cases occurring in these major cities, Delhi and Bombay and Bangalore, the proportion of virus in these areas is indicative of the proportion of Omicron cases.
Right.
So it is based, it is not not based on the clinical behavior or the way it is occurring. So the country started doing selectively most of the COVID cases in these big cities to see how rapidly it is spreading. And that's what we see.
So just so that I understand it, sir, the 75% that you're saying in these cities is not a projection. These are hard numbers based on genome sequencing of actual samples you have collected.
Yes.
Yes. Sir, do you have an approximation of the number of samples you're collecting on a daily basis from some of these cities? I know you won't have the exact number, but just so that we have an idea.
It is, so I would say week to week, these days, INSACOG network is doing it 3,500 samples or so, approximately from all over the country, and almost half of them is from these major cities.
3,500?
So right. Of the whole, in a week, we are doing around 3,500, and approximately half of these are from these metro cities, and then we look at the proportion, that's what we are getting.
All right, so 3,500 odd cases a week. Right, sir. Will a confidence dose, that's what you're referring to it, for, and this is my next question, will a confidence dose for senior citizens and frontline workers be limited to Covishield and Covaxin, or could there be other vaccines because we've got a few more now available?
So we have 5-6 vaccines now on our bouquet of vaccines. But the decision is about for adults, mm-hmm. which includes our frontline health workers and other service providers, plus those plus 60 plus and comorbidities. The vaccine to be given will be decided, I think, by tomorrow or day after. Basically based on science, what would be the best one and available experience within the country. And it will be transparently available and informed to the community whatever decision is taken.
Will this confidence dose for senior citizens, for doctors, frontline workers, those with comorbidities above the age of 60, will this be limited to Covishield and Covaxin?
So we are in the process of making decision. In next 2 days, the decision will be made and announced that those who have received Covaxin, what they will get, and those who have received Covishield 9 months ago, what they will get. So please bear with us and we will, and accordingly, programmatic arrangements will also be made.
And sir, is this, I'm just asking hypothetically, could it be more than one vaccine option which could be offered? I ask because we've got Corbevax, we've got Covovax as well. We've got a third dose of Covishield, which is a possibility. A third dose, perhaps even of Covaxin, which is a possibility. So in this announcement, could there be options of the drug which are given?
So all these options are being considered, but what exactly from a programmatic view decision will be taken, we will let you know.
So the next question, is the government going to be purchasing Covovax and Corbevax for use as boosters or as vaccines? How is it going to work? Because the government, for example, bought Covaxin. We've placed orders and bought Covishield. So in the case of these two vaccines, is that what you're going to do?
So, I'm sure you will remember that government made advance purchase agreement with Biological E for
yes.
Corbevax.
Yes.
Beyond that, I'm not aware because these are programmatic issues and I would not be able to comment on that.
All right. Sir, Will, this I think is a repeat of a question, but there is a possibility that Corbevax and Covovax could be rolled out as booster doses for all adults. Is that a possibility, sir?
So I would not be able to answer that question at this time. As I said, in the next 2 days, a decision is going to be made. And as new evidences appear, and we should also be cognizant that both these vaccines have also been evaluated in children.
Mm-hmm.
So these are vaccines with a very wide kind of usage possible as primary schedules, as for adults, for children, as well as boosters. So I would request for waiting till a formal decision is made.
Absolutely, sir. And I'm just trying to understand the decision which will be taken. Is that decision limited to senior citizens, frontline workers, and what they may be offered? Or is the government now looking at a booster policy for all adults as well, a decision on which may be announced in the next few days?
So no, at the moment we are talking about this preventive dose for adult for elderly with comorbidities and frontline workers. That is our immediate task. Plus the focus at the moment will be continuing because we have a few adults who have not received either a single dose or they are waiting for the second dose. So both these are important points. And the third thing is that now we are talking about Omicron. Hmm. And therefore studies are also on that which kind of vaccine or a combination of vaccines would be most appropriate to take care of Omicron.
So in other words, a booster, sir, right?
It is not just boosters. It is, in fact, a primary or a combination of primaries are also possible. Because you remember in Thailand, for example, they give first dose of an inactivated vaccine followed by a vectored vaccine like Covishield. So all kinds of permutations are there because now we are facing a new kind of challenge.
Correct.
And so it cannot be the traditional way or whatever has been thought through so far. We are not going to talk about in the same kind of a tone.
That's an important point.
New scientific evidence has to be taken constantly. We are now having a new variant and which is breaking through the immune responses to infection as well as to the vaccine so far. And how do we address that? That needs to be taken care of.
And so therefore, what would your answer be to adults above the age of 18? Not senior citizens who are saying that, look, you know, I've had my dose X months back, 9 months back. The world is rolling out boosters. Why won't I get a booster? Or when will I get a booster? What would your answer to that question be, sir?
So we will take the decision based on the best scientific evidence.
Right.
We also know that people across the world who are getting boosters or who have got boosters or third dose, the breakthrough infection due to Omicron is taking place. We have examples of UK, we have examples of USA, and Israel is going in for the fourth dose also. Mm-hmm. So this is very rapidly changing scientific scenario and a public health scenario. We will take all these factors into cognizance before taking a decision.
So the next question, will India's vaccines now be available, at least some of them, for sale in pharmacies? There's been an application, for example, made by the Serum Institute saying there's abundant stock for all citizens, and therefore can we, you know, and obviously it'll be a prescribed drug, can it be sold in pharmacies? What is your thinking on this, sir?
So that's a very important regulatory question. See, when emergency use authorization is given, it cannot be sold in open market. But when you get regular market authorization for a particular pharmacological product, including vaccines, then it can be available for pharmacies. So I'm not aware, but if they have applied, the application will go through its proper processing. And once they get the regular market authorization permission, then the product can be available from off the shelf also.
Sir, last question. Why has ZyCoV-D not been rolled out for children despite being granted emergency use authorization?
Yes, that's very important question. So this is world's first DNA vaccine. And so far the experience has been and the practice is that first evaluate the vaccine in adults after we are convinced of the safety of the vaccine in actual real life scenarios in adults, then only we go in for pediatric population. We will follow exactly the same process for ZyCoV-D also.
Right, sir. Thank you so much, Doctor. As usual, so many answers to so many of these key questions, and thank you always for being, you know, so direct in your answers to help people know exactly what's going on. Thanks very much, sir, for speaking to us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.